play later?
There's a lot of similarities. The quality of opponent, you know, Ohio State is a great team. They're very confident coming in. They'd only lost one game, I think, to Louisville, and they challenged them, you know, all the way down to the wire. So, and then also the neutral court, you know, getting used to playing in an NBA arena with, you know, basically 50-50 split fans. So there's no home court advantage or anything. It's a good step for us. We needed this one going into this little break for our confidence, for our momentum, for another quality out-of-conference win. So it was a big game for us.
You've been through that thing where the light comes on during your freshman season.
Yeah.
Do you kind of see that happening with Joel right now?
Yeah, he's playing better. I've said that the past couple post-game interviews, you know, three or four games in a row now. He's starting to play better. He's figuring it out. Things are coming to him more naturally than, you know, he's not a robot anymore. He's starting to try to make plays. You think of the first half when he drove to the elbow and shot it. That's an aggressive move we need him to make. So I'm proud of the way he's come along.
Thank you.
Yep.
How surprised were you they were in a zone and then they kind of stayed in a zone and challenged you guys, you know, to shoot it or pass it inside?
We weren't too surprised because, you know, watching film. They rarely came out of that zone all year. So, and they're aggressive in it. They're aggressive enough to try to get turnovers out of it and stuff like that. So it wasn't surprising, but the fact that they dared us to make shots, you know, kind of worked because we struggled from three.
And how did you feel about the flow of this game? How things were just kind of moving at a pretty good clip?
Yeah, we had a favorable rhythm and flow the entire game until maybe 14 or 15 minutes left in the second half. Our energy level hit a lull, and they started making that comeback and chipping into our lead. But obviously, we did enough to hold on. But other than that, probably 5 or 6 minutes, I liked the way we played.
So, you personally, how are you handling, you know, the hype that got put on you and the expectations where, you know, what's expected of you and what realistically one can do?
Yeah, you know, I'm just out here trying to help my team. You know, that's the thing I'm supposed to say, but it's really how I feel. It's great to have people have high expectations for you, and I have high expectations for myself, but as long as it's being, you know, shown in the result of our team, you know, I don't care if I have 0 points or if I can't make a three to save my life. If I'm contributing to the team positively, then I'm happy, and that's the big thing.
Well, a lot of that's the mental aspect of the game. And how much have you learned, you know, as your career has progressed to handle that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed a lot for me. My freshman year, I was just coming in trying to fit in. You know, sophomore year, as the year went on, I started getting more expectation to be more of a main guy. But I was still kind of coming from not very being well known. And then now, obviously, I have a huge target on my back every game. But, you know, I just stick to the same thing. You know, I'm the leader of this team. I try to help us in any way I can, whether that's playing great defense or knocking down shots.
Who would you say would be the person who's given you a lot of advice, especially, you know, that you can use in your leadership skills?
Learning from the guys before me, you know, my freshman year, Reggie Bullock was a great leader for us in the way that he didn't just tell us what to do. He showed us, you know, by example, by effort and things like that. So I just look at guys that used to play here and played with me when I was younger. And I try to be that guy for Joel, for Theo, and for Justin. So hopefully I'm doing a good job of that.
We did a great job on the offensive end and on the defensive end. We were really active on both ends. And, I mean, we have some mistakes here and there, but, I mean, we did a lot more good things that could cover those up. And at the end of the day, we did get the big win. That's a big-time win for us as a team. And, I mean, there's just a lot of momentum into us going into our little break and to be able to come back after Christmas and be ready to play.
You guys might play the toughest schedule of anybody in the country, not only conference but out of conference. How does that get you ready for March?
It's going to help a great deal just because those are the type of teams that you're going to play night in and night out, even in the ACC and the ACC tournament leading into the tournament. So, I mean, you just have to be ready to play those type of games every night starting in January.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
So when they went into the zone and they kind of stayed in the zone, giving you guys the inside looks, you know, how surprising was that?
It wasn't a surprise. Our coaches have really scouted them. They watch five of their 10 games or so, and they say they play zone every possession. So, I mean, that's the one thing we were working on the most during practice, and, I mean, that's just the one thing that we were expecting. So, I mean, we weren't really expecting them to play a man-to-man other than them pressing, but, I mean, we did break that a little. I mean, not as easy as we wanted to, but, I mean, we did break the press, and we were able to break down their zone and get easy layups.
And about the fact that the up-tempo game was really suited for you guys?
That's just the one thing Coach always says. I mean, he wants us to be a running team. We're better when we're at our best, and that's our best. Our best is running and getting fast break points because, I mean, all his teams are averaging 80-something points a game over his career or whatever. And we got to be one of those teams because, I mean, we have some great athletes, and JP, Theo, myself, Kennedy, we all can run, and Marcus is a great passer in a transition, so I mean, that's just one thing we need to do.
Is it important that if Marcus isn't on, you know, that you guys are showing that you guys can win despite, you know, him having to have a big game?
Well, I mean, we kind of expect sometimes. We want him to be able to come out there and just give us something. I mean, but if it's not his day, it's not his day. I mean, somebody else needs to step up, and that's just one thing we've been doing. So, I mean, we just have to be able to help him out some games. Because, I mean, some games he is going to turn up and be able to knock down all his shots. I mean, but other games, and with those games that he doesn't, we just have to, me, myself and Kennedy, JP, and the rest of the guys, we have to be able to cover up for him and just let him be a facilitator like during those games.
How much did you got off to a really nice start? How much did that help you get into the flow of the game?
It really helped, just the fact that I wasn't in foul trouble. I mean, that's just the biggest thing for me this year. I mean, I was in foul trouble most of the games, and those games I didn't play as well as I should have, but the games I wasn't in foul trouble, I played really well. So, I mean, that's just the one thing I got to just keep going and make it a consistent thing, just stay out of foul trouble, because, I mean, once I can – if I can just stay in the game and just keep working myself into it, then I can, like, get into a rhythm.
How nice is it big to play with guys like JP and Marcus? I mean, you got a couple nice lobs from JP in the first half, but do you know if you run the floor, those guys are going to find you?
Yeah, I mean, those two are great athletes, and sometimes JP might jump up there and dunk it, but, I mean, other times I know he is going to throw it, so, I mean, I just know they expect it. So, I mean, just – either way, if one of them misses a layup, I'm there to clean it up. If JP, like, dunks it, I'm there to cheer him on and hit him, give him a high five, and get back on defense. So, I mean, either way, it's really nice to have those two on our team because they're some very phenomenal passers.
Did you guys go visit the Jordan statue?
Yeah, we did.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
Is this a cool feeling, like knowing that you're a Carolina guy and you're playing here where he won so many games?
Well, I mean, it was I had a cold chill go down my spine just looking up. During the national anthem today, I just looked up and I saw his number in the Raptors, and I saw the championships that he was a part of. So, I mean, that was just a great opportunity to be here and just be able to get a win here. So, I mean, we got a win in his building down in Charlotte. We played Davidson. So, I mean, this is just a great feeling just to be able to get one here.